This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for March 3rd. The stronger U.S. dollar has been helping the beef market maintain a solid foundation. Here's Scott Sheldy from the floor of the CME in Chicago as he shares more insight on the livestock market.
When do you ever talk about copper and cattle at the same time? And I'm going to talk about copper as far as it's a commodity and it's a leading indicator about what we're thinking about what's happening in the economy going forward. And copper's been on fire. I think that that's going to lend the funds some comfort to start dipping their toe in. You know, the commodity indices have been really on their backs here for a while. And I mean for a while, I mean years.
Chicago markets July wheat prices closed the day down 3 3/4 at 466 3/4. Chicago July corn prices were down 3 to finish the day at 385 1/2. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were unchanged to down 3 3/4, ranging from 473 to 481 1/4. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were down 6.5, ranging from 555 1/2 to 570 1/2. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 7 1/4, ranging from 668 3/4 to 683 3/4. August live cattle were down $1.05 at 101.95. May feeder cattle were down $1.97 1/2 on the day at 121.50. May Class 3 milk was down 12 cents at 16.02. You've just heard Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for the Ag Information Network of the West. Feel free to follow us on Facebook or Twitter.